So, Mr. is Mr. Matthew Wapashi. Thank you very much for being here. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the COMEX committee, and all community members that are here, Mr. Guy Brasso, Wacha, welcome to Nemeska. It is an honor and a privilege to address you this evening with my thoughts, my concerns on the Wapashi project. My name is Matthew Wapashi, former chief of Nemeska, presently unemployed, tallyman of R19 since 25 years, a land user of R19 for over 50 years. I have family and friends with camps situated 2 to 3 kilometers from the potential Wapashi mining site. In the early fall of 2014, the Council of the Cree Nation of Nemeska approved the Chinooji Agreement regarding the development, the operation of Nemeska Lithium Project in EUST. This was when I was chief of the Cree Nation of Nemeska. I am here today to confirm that I defend this decision today. I am also here to confirm that I do speak on behalf of 100 petitioners that have signed a petition to support the Wapashi project. The Chinooji Agreement is an opportunity for the Cree Nation of Nemeska to take a major step of progress in the direction of a prosperous and a healthy community. This agreement offers an opportunity for us to realize our common community vision, which is to be a proud community, respectful of our individual and collective obligations, demonstrating strong ethics in order to achieve growth through sustainable human and economic development. An opportunity for us to seriously address our housing backlog. An opportunity for us to establish a solid economic base through employment and business opportunities. This project will require, as I understand, 105 workers in the area of administration, 33 in the area of operation, 40 in the area of maintenance, 22, a total of 105 workers working with permanent jobs and positions for the next 25 years, tax-free. This project gives us an opportunity, gives the community an opportunity to be able to offer to its members numerous and diverse community projects. The Chinooji Agreement is an opportunity for the Cree Nation of Nemeska to continue evolving for the benefit of the youth of this generation and the next generation. as well. An opportunity to leave a legacy left by the people of the present for future generations. Also, the Ojinoji Agreement ensures that we, the Cree Nation of Nemiska, will participate in all important issues deriving from the development project, including employment, business opportunities, as well as social, cultural, and environmental matters. We, as a people, we, as the leaders, we must recognize these opportunities as they arise and seize them in order to advance our community common vision of prosperity and health. These opportunities cannot be denied. They may never come around again. It is through such partnerships and cooperation that our community shall prosper without sacrificing our traditional values. I want to say that over the years, I have been involved in the discussions of the CQNRA Pay the Brave Agreement. I have been an impacted Taliban land user of the EM1 project. I have been an impacted Taliban land user of the EM1A project. I have witnessed and I have experienced and seen opposition to all these projects. I have also seen the benefits of these projects and agreements. I have seen the very same people that oppose these projects line up aggressively to pursue the monetary benefits of these projects and agreements. I have survived, I have thrived, I have lived through these projects. I know I will survive, I will thrive, I will live through the Wabuji project if it goes through. Because I know that we, the people of Nemiska, are strong, vibrant, people who have been able to adapt to many challenges and obstacles over the years. I am not intimidated by the impacts of this project. I know there will be some environmental, social, cultural impacts, but this is a project that we can refer and call as sustainable development that can be mitigated and restorative measures taken wherever, whenever necessary. I strongly believe that the Ojinoji Agreement, which is unprecedented, will benefit the Cree Nation of Nemiska, the Cree Nation government, the Cree Regional government, the people of Quebec, and all First Nations across Canada, because this is a unique agreement. There is not one like it. On behalf of the 100-plus petitioners that support the Wabuji project, I say, issue the permit and let us move forward. Megwetch. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wapachi. If you'd like to present with us with your petition, we'd be happy to file it in the minutes of our meeting, if this is your intention or your will.
I will provide a copy to Tania at the back.
To Tania, or you
in the meantime, yep. I would like to announce that I will continue to take names on this petition until the meeting is finished. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you for your presentation.